Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown.
I
love to watch her do her stuff.
Really trying to fucking shake this mood. I was already in a terrible mood. I mean, already.
Let's start from the beginning. What happened?
Well, my shoulder.
Okay.
And my shoulder's been fucked up now. It got really fucked up in jiu-jitsu last week, so I haven't been able to train at all this week. I'm supposed to go train after this, but my fucking shoulder is killing me. It hurts a lot. Okay, a lot, Zach. Don't look at me like that.
I'm not.
Stop placating me.
You know, no, it's because you shaved, too, and you just look sad.
You know, I was happy with my mustache. My girlfriend's like, why don't you try to give it a shave? I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah, you first, bitch.
It's infuriating. So my shoulder's really just in a lot of pain. So I've been walking around with a nagging injury that hurts a lot. I can't fucking do anything. I feel like shit because of that. I'm in a bad mood because of it already. So then I start driving. I'm like, all right, I'm going to be just on time. Going down the fucking highway. See a bunch of traffic. I was like, let me turn on my Waze real quick. As soon as I turn on the Waze, it was like, yeah, turn there. And I just passed it. I just passed where I had to turn. So then I just sit in fucking traffic. Just sit, and I'm looking at it right there. Exit 19 on the FDR is right there, and the tip of my fucking car is ahead of where I had to turn, and it's packed traffic. So that's why I'm late. So I'm just sitting there just fucking fuming, being angry. Then I'm a dumb fucking idiot bitch faggot. So I don't know. My car, when I finally start moving, it's going, and it sounds
saying
cool.
The N-word subtly.
It's everywhere.
Driving with you, Patterson.
And I'm like, what is going on with my car? Why is it making this race car sound? I have no idea. Okay, so I'm trying to Google while I'm fucking driving. I was like, why is my car making a race car sound? The little numbers going up and down and fucking. Turns out there's another mode where if you fucking push the
you're an auto stick.
I have an automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my knee hit it over in like a fit of rage, and it turned it into that other thing.
Yeah,
where you have to shift the gears.
You smashed it over to auto stick, and you were stuck at first gear. So then you hit the fucking gas pedal.
You sound like you would know what this is.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. I've done that a fucking 100 times.
You should have called Doug.
I should have called fucking Doug.
No, Google.
You should have called me before you bought an Audi to drive into New York City. You motherfucker! I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
What's wrong with an Audi to drive into New York City?
Because you're gonna hit a pothole that's like 5 feet deep, and then you're really gonna get fucking pissed off. Wait till you hit that first pothole.
Oh.
You're going to feel it in your back molars, and then you're going to be, why did I buy this fucking piece of shit?
Oh, man, it made me furious.
And then they're going to hear the wheel go, chink, 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 chink. See, and now it's fucking doing
that's
Asian slurs.
That's the
China town. Ching, 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 So then I finally figure it out. I was like, oh, shit, okay, that's normal. That makes sense. Good. And then I get here. We're running about 10 minutes late. I walk in. I go to make myself a coffee because there's not a coffee waiting for me, Dylan.
Oh, God.
Dylan. And when I go to put the half and half back, an entire jar of hot sauce that was just balanced on the edge of the fucking side of the fridge falls and crashes on top of my shoe. So my shoe... My shoe is covered in fucking hot sauce. I'm talking about like the entire fucking shoe is covered in hot sauce.
That doesn't explain why the bottom of your feet look like that, though.
So what's wrong?
The calloused.
Sure, yeah. Not one of those while you're
those
in
are men
now.
Feet.
Yeah, well, look at the hot sauce on my fucking leg. Okay, there's hot sauce.
Do you have a Flintstone car?
What's wrong with my feet?
Picked up a nail.
All calloused.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I fucking do martial arts, bro. What are you gonna do? Sometimes you gotta callous your feet up.
You got man
them,
feet.
Make them weapons.
No, you got those ballerina feet. Their feet are fucking carved out of wood.
Doug, I like you.
Shit.
Don't fuck with me right now, okay? So an entire jar of hot sauce falls, and it's all over my shoe. Eric and Paco are freaking out. They're trying to wipe my shoes off. And then I feel like an asshole because Chloe's walking in as people are trying to wipe my shoes. I'm like, get off. Get off my fucking shoe. And then I start screaming about why would there be hot sauce in the door of the fridge? Now, this is not a logical argument. I understand that.
It's probably where it goes.
The door of the fridge is where the hot sauce should be. But it's not going to be there from now on, Eric. So I get so angry. Everyone's cleaning up hot sauce. It's all over my shoe. Now there's paper towel. It's all over my fucking Timberland and the inside of the tongue. So the hot sauce splashed up into my shoe, all over my sock. Yeah. I have one sock now. The entire tongue is covered in hot sauce. And now paper towel fucking boogers. Whatever that is, that white shit that
paper
comes
towel
off.
Paper towel residue.
The lint.
I call them boogers. Paper towel boogers are all over the tongue of my shoe now. So now I'm looking, I'm furious. And I'm screaming, and I'm like, why is there hot sauce in the door? Why is there hot sauce in the door? No more hot sauce in this fucking door. And then I grab, there's another jar of hot sauce in the door, and I grab it, I go, take this out. And I take it, and I smashed it by accident on the counter. All over the fucking counter now. There's hot sauce all over everything that I own, all over the rug out there, all over the tongue of my fucking shoe. Give me some more Main Street, Shannon. Joe Rogan's not texting me back.
That's it.
What am I supposed to do with my life? There was no skank skanks this morning. I try to find skank skanks. They usually keep me calm.
Because they talk about you in the morning.
They talk about me in the morning. I need to hear people talking about me to make me feel good.
You really do have a Truman Show kind of life. You wanna tune into Lewis News on the Ones.
God damn it.
Lewis 101.
Chloe LeBranche. This, by the way, if Chloe wasn't here, I would be punching walls and headbutting tables right now. I'm keeping it cool because there's a chick here.
Dude, how just finding fucking more hot sauces somehow.
Dude, how soundproof is this room? We couldn't hear Lewis screaming here. That
you didn't. You couldn't hear me?
No, we're
having
here
a pleasant
shit
conversation.
Shannon, did you hear me?
I heard more curse words than I knew existed. Like a lot of motherless whore cunts.
Yeah, do your impression. Go, Shannon. What did I sound like?
Motherfucker, you motherless cunt bitch. No more hot sauce. Why the fuck is it there?
No more hot sauce, she says.
Oh, man. Oh, Chloe LeBranche.
Hello.
People are very excited to have you on the show.
Really?
Our simp fans love you.
What's a simp fan?
Well, it's all the guys that listen to the show. They want to fuck all the females that are in this world, this universe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they love you.
Cool. Or as they're known, aspiring Lewis's.
Yeah. Doug Bryan's here.
Hey.
Chloe LeBranche is here.
Oui.
I'm sorry, everyone, that I'm in a bad mood. I'm trying to fuck it. I'm trying to shake it. I'm shaking.
You're doing
it.
Your best.
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
You look thinner.
Thanks.
A lot thinner. What are you down to now?
Eric, when I smashed that other hot sauce, I mean, how did you not laugh in my face? How did you not start laughing right in my face?
Because he's got to clean it.
I was so angry. I feel bad because he had to.
Poor guy protected our country
on the inside.
And now
totally,
he's wiping
it
up.
It was just like it created more of a mess. Everything you hated just amplified.
The guy had a nightmare. Paco, stop cleaning my shoe, please. It's making me feel horrible about myself. Stop cleaning my shoes.
Well, he sewed that when he was a kid.
How appropriate for a man named Paco to be cleaning your shoes. That's great.
Let's see.
I love this place.
All right, let's fucking get into the show. Welcome to the Realist Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I'm a professional. I can shake it, but I need 2 full minutes to be able to shake it, and we didn't have that 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I think we got through it.
We got through it. We're fine.
You just had to talk it through. You had to use your words.
It's a Friday. Use your words. Use your words, Bubba.
Yeah.
That's what I say to my son all the time when he gets frustrated. I was like, Bubba, just use your words. Don't start smashing things in anger. I stink of hot sauce now.
It's worse.
You stink of jelly.
Yes.
So it's a condiment sort of vibe on today's show. Welcome to the show. We have a lot to talk about on the show. Let's get our plugs right out of the way. Doug Bryan, what do you got to plug?
My Instagram at TheDougBryan, and I will be at Club Flamingo. It's a rundown strip club in Hackensack on Saturday at 7:30.
All right, Chloe LaBranche.
I'm Chloe. I'm not called. I have a news show, News for Women.
I know. I love it.
Thank you. I break down the news so women can get it. And you can look at it on my Instagram, Chloe LaBranche.
Are you? What's going on with your mood today? We're going to talk about that. There's something going on. Is it because I was yelling about hot sauce when you walked in? Is it freaking you out?
No.
A lot of women are turned on by me when I get angry. It's a thing. Zach Amico.
Instagram Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, comics talking shit while we watch a movie. And Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on the Gas Digital Network.
All right, we got some live stuff coming up. Me and Zach Amico are going to be on the road, Houston, Texas, February 12th and 14th at The Secret Group, the home of Skankfest South, which big announcement for Skankfest South and Skankfest New York coming this week. And I've been teasing this announcement for like 3 weeks in a row. We have to get this paperwork finalized, and then we're going to be making an official announcement. But I can give you guys the gist of it. We're going to be moving Skankfest South to the late fall. And we're going to be doing Skankfest New York in the early summer. And if you guys have Skankfest South tickets, you can trade them in for Skankfest New York tickets, so you don't have to wait to go to Skankfest South, because I know we've been moving it around, but this was the best solution. But all dates, locations, all that other stuff are going to be confirmed this week. So get ready, baby boys. This is happening. Skankfest New York, it's going to be an outdoor venue completely. It's not going to be an indoor venue. We have a couple of like, indoor spaces as well, but the place that we have is incredible, and it can accommodate even if we happen to have restrictions for indoor performances still this summer. We will be covered with our outdoor space, so make sure you guys look out for that information. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that other stuff. I will be putting out some stuff via social media. Also, check out my other the other live shows. February 12th and 14th, Houston, Texas. The 12th is two stand-up shows, me headlining. The 14th is a live Real Ass podcast taping with a stand-up showcase to kick things off. Then, February 13th, right in between, we're going to Lafayette, Louisiana for two shows. I believe it's going to be 7 and 9. It might be 8 and 10. I don't know exactly the restrictions there, but go to LafayetteComedy.com to grab your tickets. First show's almost sold out. We are adding a second show, so grab your tickets right now. Then, we are driving down to Austin, Texas. Myself and Zach Amico going to be on Kill Tony on February 15th. Which is going to be a lot of fun. Have you done Kill Tony before?
Not yet.
Dude, it's going to be so much fun. It's right up your fucking alley. It's going to be the best. So make sure you guys tune into Kill Tony on Monday, February 15th, because me and Zach will both be on.
It's going to be a wild week.
Making his Kill Tony debut. You're goddamn right it's going to be a wild week, baby boy. My Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, bumping and jumping. Make sure you guys go subscribe there. And if you guys join the live chat on February 5th, that's next Friday, 1 week from tonight, I'm giving away a Vista Mini 2 electronic dab rig, $180 value. So make sure you guys subscribe and make sure you're in the live chat that night as well. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month gets a free piece of merch. You get to choose your piece of merch, and it could be a good or a bad review. And last but not least, our brand new Real Ass Podcast hot pink fucking hoodies, limited edition, coming out on the 14th of February. It's going to be 1 week only, the 14th through the 21st. You can buy this hoodie, and that's it. Once it's gone, it's gone. On the breast, it says Real Ass Dude. The big RAP across the back. I don't know if you can see it on the screen there, but the one is like it's like an off-yellow. Like an off-yellow, and then the one is white, so you can get it in two different styles.
You forgot the E.
You know, Chloe... I don't advertise my crimes on my the back, right across my back. It's crazy. But yeah, grab your Real Ass Podcast hot pink hoodies. They're going to be fucking coming at you on the 14th through the 21st. Only one. Once that's gone, they're fucking gone. They're not going to be any extras. That's that. So make sure you guys get them in pre-sale. Going to be fucking dope. And anything else? Anything else I got to plug? That's it. Right, Shannon? Gomez watches Seinfeld. Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, all here on the Gas Digital Network. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Don't use the code RAPE. 14-day free trial.
You get access, a month free trial.
You get access to everything. Every show on demand. The entire on-demand library for all of my shows. Uncensored and ad-free. Pre-release before it goes to iTunes or YouTube or anywhere else. And you get access to the Racist Live Chat. Here we go. I'm feeling better. Chloe, what's wrong with you now?
I got my paws on some NyQuil last night, so.
What does that mean?
I just drank a lot of NyQuil.
Are you still not drinking?
I haven't had a drink in 31 days.
31 days?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Just trying NyQuil.
Does NyQuil count?
No. Shut up, Doug.
I think it's 10% alcohol.
Shut the fuck up,
Doug.
Sure
is, yeah.
More than having a beer.
I got the trip hard on fucking NyQuil.
You can get non-alcoholic NyQuil.
Can you really?
Yeah, you can, Doug.
Did you?
Did I get it? No.
No.
So you're a little NyQuil'd up.
No, I'm just tired, you know? I'm in love, so.
Are you in love now?
I think I am.
NyQuil.
Stop it. With the guy who gave it to it.
Doug, what a rascal. No, I don't know what's going on, but three of my exes have returned in the past week.
Three of your exes have returned in the past week, and are you having sex with all of them?
No, just one.
Chloe.
What?
Don't lie to us.
No, just one.
You just had sex with the one and you're in love with him again.
I'm not in love with him, but it was...
Who are you in love with? You just said you're in love.
I'm not in love. He's not well, but, you know, he's someone I met in a rehab, so he's damaged.
Yeah.
No.
Chloe...
I was blocked for 18 months and I got the unblock and I'm like, we're doing it.
Chloe... You come off like you have problems. you're not like, listen to me, you're awesome. I like you a lot.
Thanks,
but
Lord.
I feel like Chloe has, I don't want to say crazy girl energy, but it is a little bit of crazy girl energy.
Yeah, but I'm cool, man.
You are cool. I bet Chloe's a firecracker in the bedroom. Mm. I bet she's very giving.
Her eyes. She's got crazy fucking eyes.
No, what? No.
This guy's not killing it.
It's her words and thoughts.
Yeah, it's more my destructive thought patterns.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done to a guy, Chloe? Honestly, be honest right now.
I don't really know. Sometimes I got to think about that one.
Jeez.
Oh, this is not a funny story, but this.
No, what's a real-life podcast? Something.
This is it might make you think I'm less pretty, but it's fine because I'm taken. This guy, I haven't seen him in so long, and he inspired my podcast that I started called Ghosted, because I always say like they always come back except for Henry, and Henry's back.
They always come on your back.
Yeah, my wet back. No, yeah. That was racist. Put it in the chat, but. But we went to go see, you know that movie A Quiet Place? We went to go see, and that movie's completely silent. Mm. And we went to go see that in theaters, and we're sitting there, and then I was just like, farted.
No, you let one out.
It was like, and he looked, it was like our first date.
No.
And it's silent in the movies, and he looks at me, and he goes, are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's your first date. And he couldn't even... So look, I can't blame him for not being able to hold in his anger, because you let that fart slip. He let his anger slip. Because for me, if it was a first date with a girl, yeah. I would be disgusted, mortified, and I would never speak to you again. Just
really?
Let me make that very, very, yeah.
But
very
I'm
clear.
So cute. And
I would propose. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how good looking
the girl is.
During a silent movie, and he's like, honestly, like, you don't shut the fuck up in real life. I thought that for one second, I thought we'd go to the movies and you wouldn't make a sound. And I'm like, I'm going to talk somehow. I'm a girl. So
I also realize that your voice is fart-toned.
Thank you.
It really is. I don't know if you noticed that about Chloe.
Fart-toned?
Yeah, fart-toned. That's what I'm just... That's the specific type of gravelly voice.
That's terrible.
It's called fart-toned.
It's terrible. It's because I talk a lot of shit.
I like it.
No, you should...
So what happened? So this is the first date with this guy. You farted and you got mad.
Well, this was a really long time ago. And then, like, I thought it was going really well. And then he called me one day and he's
it's
like...
It's not that long ago. We can look out. We can look
it's
when
like 2 years
A
ago.
Quiet Place was in the movie theater. It's not that long, Chloe.
Don't worry about it.
Your adulthood.
And I was a small boy. No, he asked me one day. Yeah, me too, Dylan. He asked
April 6, 2018. Going on 3 years ago. Okay. All right, hey.
Yeah. He called me one day and he was like, hey, like, do you mind if I put like 2 pounds of weed under your bed? I was like, I have to think about it. And
can you not fart on it?
I didn't think about it. So that
I put 2 pounds of weed under your bed, will you not fart all over it?
But then, you know, I was like, I need to think about it. So I started drinking again. And then I called him and I was like, hey, yeah, babe, you could put it under my bed. And he was like, I found someone else. And I was like, what, are you in love with her? He's like, you're insane.
So hold on, what happened with this guy? Is this the guy that you is
yes.
back in your
so,
life?
So then I like proceeded to, you know, call him like 20 times in a row when I was like blacked out, being like, why don't you like me? You know? Yeah. I was working hard. And then he texted me. He wrote, lose my number. Don't even think about continuing this conversation again. And then I got the block.
And you got the block.
2 years. And then I texted him when I was going to Philly with Corinne, and he lives in Philadelphia now. And I was just like, hey, it's Chloe LaBranche. I'm coming to Philly. Hope there's no bad blood. And he just called me. He's like, hey, babe, let's hang out.
He wanted to get laid.
I was like, hell yeah.
So wait a minute, but you consider this guy one of your exes because you went on a date with him?
No, we went on many dates after that.
Oh, so he went on more dates with you?
Yeah. I mean, we had lived together in a sober house, so we're basically roommates.
Okay.
And I got in trouble for, I slapped his ass one morning at breakfast in sober living, and I got taken into my room by the staff, and they're like, you can't touch other clients here. People in this house have been raped. You're triggering everyone. I was like, okay.
Okay. Hmm. See, Chloe, this is what I'm saying. The more we start to find out about you, you're fucking crazy, bitch. That's not a problem, though.
Because you front-loaded the story with the fart during the movie. And then it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. No, this is...
Well, you said, what's the craziest thing I did? I guess I farted.
Is that the craziest thing you did, is fart in front of a guy during a silent movie? I don't think so. Chloe is a... Are you a destroy the property of the guy type of girl?
No, never, never. I just like to... I like to...
threaten me too?
Oh, no, 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 no. Uh-uh. I'm not famous enough for that. Or I don't know. I don't know anything.
Have you never weaponized the Me Too movement? Because I've had like 5 girls weaponize the Me Too movement with me. It's like, I'm going to Me Too you. It's like, shut up, bitch. Yeah. Smack her in the face. Like, you ain't going to do shit, bitch.
No, but a guy told me he was going to Me Too me.
How was he going to Me Too you?
I don't know. I was like, I didn't think I was important enough for my rape to count.
It's because you slapped him on the ass against his will?
No, I don't really know. If
a guy tries to Me Too a chick, that man deserves to get his fucking ass beat. That's some real bitch ass shit. I don't even care if she actually raped you in your sleep.
How does a man go about doing that? How does a man say a chick Me Too'd him?
Has that happened before? We've seen a man Me Too. Didn't Nicole Arbour's ex try to Me Too her, saying she was abusive?
I hate that bitch.
But I was like, all right, dude, stop being a faggot.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend beat you up? Who cares?
That's not Me Too. I thought Me Too was like rape and shit like
no,
that.
No, if they smack you, if they smack you around, apparently that's not.
That's a Me Too now too.
I've been hit by every chick I've ever dated.
Me too.
Dated in
I've been
life.
Hit by a fucking ton. I had a remote control broken over my head by some crazy Sicilian bitch.
I've never been hit.
You've never been hit?
Never?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever hit a guy?
I've said...
She's about to Me Too herself.
She did fucking smash
no,
a guy.
No, I don't think I have. I like, if I'm being really crazy, it's just because I'm drinking.
You're blackout drunk. So you've never gotten drunk and fucking swung on one of your boyfriends?
Thrown something at him, maybe?
No, I've never, thrown a phone. I don't read boys' text messages.
Oh, yeah, I've thrown some phones in my day.
Yeah. I'm really not that crazy.
I've thrown some phones in my day. I've punched some walls in my day.
Yeah.
Broken a knuckle fucking punching a
wall. I have another lover, too. His name is Giacomo.
Giacomo.
That sounds like the winner right there.
He is a rascal.
The gay French guy, Giacomo?
He's that was his nickname growing up, Homo, and while in Milan. But we went on a date last week, and we went out for coffee, and then after, he's like, Abella. And he just like grabs my face and starts like making out with me in the daytime.
Yeah.
He's like, if I buy you a tiramisu, I take your pants off next time. I was like, all right, Giacomo.
All right. Giacomo is fucking acting like a man should act. You just take it sometimes.
I got so many dudes right now.
I know. You really are a little hoe. I like it, Chloe.
Thank you.
Shannon, what were you going to say? I saw you jumping in.
Asia Argento was Me Too'd.
Oh, that's right. But she fucked a child.
Was she?
She got caught sending pictures afterwards.
Was it an extra credit school thing?
He was 17.
Who ratted on that?
And I got no problem with that either.
Yeah.
No.
I had no problem with it at the time. I got no problem with it now.
It's not the same.
You guys see that fifth grader who made $3,200 on GameStop stock in Texas?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I feel like if you're making $3,200 on stock, you are.
Can we? All right. You know what?
How the fuck?
We're not talking stocks. We're not talking stocks. This is the fucking new fucking thing.
Everybody's a fucking stockbroker.
I don't know any comic who has money. At all. Any money to fucking spend. No money to burn, but everyone is talking about, dude, should I put it on fucking Doja Dog and fucking, GameStop, AMC,
Nokia.
Shut the fuck up, everyone. None of you know what the fuck you're doing. No one knows what the fuck they're doing. They're like, nobody can explain it. Everyone's just like, dude, you got a fucking Dogecoin, man. Dogecoin. That's where it's at. No. Shut the fuck up. Everyone in a week will not be talking about stocks right now. So everyone needs to fucking chill. Okay?
Okay.
Dude, I got
Chloe,
in on
did you fucking put money on stocks? You did, you fucking
no,
asshole.
No, I only put money on love. I was making out with Henry, and this car, we're like, sorry, and this car goes, it's okay, I'll break for love. And that was the best thing that ever happened to me. I'll shut the fuck up now.
Does Henry know about Giacomo?
Giacomo?
I want to hear more about Giacomo.
He does.
Who's in love? Who are you in love with? Which one of these men are you in love with?
I just am in love with the idea of a guy texting me all the time.
Women really want to be in love. It's a crazy, crazy thing.
It's the best. It's the point of life. There's no point of being alive. If you don't have a crush, kill yourself.
I don't...
Agree?
I don't agree.
Okay.
I don't agree. I think we put so much focus on like wanting to find that person that it's like, I don't know. I think it's like you're almost focused on the wrong goal. It's like if you want to have abs, don't be focused on abs. Be focused on fucking...
Love.
Nice.
Well, no, I mean, if you're just obsessing over your fucking abs every day, or if you just say, all right, you know what? I want to fucking be as healthy as possible and I want to, you know, live a better lifestyle. You're going to... Abs will be a byproduct of that healthier lifestyle. Right. Putting your focus on something different. Be like, all right, I want to, you know, I want to become better at training mixed martial arts. Right, a byproduct of me being better and more able to defend myself is being in better shape, having abs, all this other shit. So I think that's sort of the problem, Chloe. You're too focused on I need to be in love, because every time you come in, there's a new story about a new guy that you're fucking in love with, or just hurt, or he hurt you, or whatever it is, and it's a theme in your life.
Yeah, but I'm a passionate lady.
You couldn't even say the word passionate. You slurred it.
The NyQuil. I don't know, Lewis. I'm doing the best I can, man. I just want someone.
What is a perfect guy for you? Because maybe there's a fan out there that is perfect for you.
Giacomo.
I would say used to be addicted to heroin, has a house in Martha's Vineyard.
Not this specific guy you're talking about. Just a guy in general.
I don't know. I just want them to be like a real ass dude. No.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Like really hot, really funny, really nice. Will cook me pasta every day. Likes to take baths.
So they have to do.
Doesn't speak English well.
They have to do everything. They have to cook. They have to clean. They have to be funny. They have to be hot. They have to fuck you well. And you get to just be.
Me.
Fucking fart voice Chloe.
Hey, I got a frog in my pocket. That's what Zach said. I'm like a little boy with frogs in their pocket.
Yeah, you look like you attack. You look like instead of keying people's cars, you put a rock through it with your
slingshot.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. Wow.
That's what's up, Nick.
Yeah, was that your Audi outside? Let it rip.
Fuck. Don't get me fucking started. I don't want to think about my car. I don't want to think about my shoe.
What are you thinking about right now?
My shoe. Think about all the hot sauce that's inside of my shoe right now. I told Harrington to bring me socks. In a moment of anger, I was like, tell Harrington to bring me socks.
Well, Zach, you're in love, right? You're a married man.
Yeah.
See?
But are you in love, Zach?
Very much so.
Oh, okay.
See? He's a real man. He's not afraid to admit it.
Yeah. Hey, I can love. It's
not capable of it. It's just harder to do for some people.
Yeah. Doug, are you with a chick?
No.
Now you're single?
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in love, Doug?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's like what Chloe's asshole's
two, 3 years ago? In a fucking...
His heart is a quiet place.
Real quick, like how long between... What was the timeline between you farting and you hiding the weed that he like stopped talking to you?
I don't know. Let's move on.
We let the fart go, but the weed was the problem?
It was cute. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
So are you seeing this guy again? Or Philly just...
I'm going to Philly on Sunday.
Oh, wow. So you're right back in.
Mm-hmm.
You're right back in.
Yeah.
And is it because you're sober that he's willing to date you again? Because you're like, look, I'm sober now. I was blackout when I texted you all those times.
I don't know. I think I'm just like... I think I'm just like kind of doing, I'm just like happy. So people want to hang out with me.
I do want to hang out with you, Chloe.
Thanks.
I like Chloe. I like Chloe a lot. All right. Let's fucking move on.
Sorry for that. Made this whole podcast about love.
No. It's okay. We can talk about love. We can talk about love. I'm in a new relationship. I'm in this fucking...
You're in another one?
Oh, I know. I heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a new relationship. What do you mean you heard?
I know.
What'd you hear?
These bitches flap their gums.
I know who
they
you're dating.
They do flap their fucking gums.
Every one of these bitches.
I haven't talked to her, but I'm going to call her later.
Don't you call her.
You get out of her ear.
We're close friends.
We're good friends.
She's like, mm. I'm going to go back to go quiet place on his ass.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm in a new relationship. The honeymoon phase of the relationship. It's so funny because like when I court a chick, I'm so good. Like I send flowers. Like I fucking we go to like expensive restaurants.
Then when he's in court with a chick,
hey, that's the best way to get a second date with a guy.
Yeah, but then as soon as like you settle in, like I remember the other day I was like, I haven't done something nice for this chick in a couple weeks now. Because we're settled into being in a relationship now. Yeah. So I'm not in the courting process. So I have to remind myself at least once a month to, it is very clinical like that. I was like, do something nice. Something nice with the chick. Keep her in.
I always feel like that's when you're in trouble, when you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, I haven't done something nice for this girl in a long time. Like You're not keeping up like the real you.
We're only a month into the relationship, and it's like, what happened?
And you're like,
that's
every
good. Let
month.
That die off as fast as it could. No expectations.
The problem is, if you come in too fucking good in the beginning, then you have to keep it up.
Yeah. You don't trust those guys.
I'm not cooking again for
the guys who come in too hot. They're full of shit.
I come in too hot.
Yeah,
I come in. If I'm into a chick, I wine and dine.
If you come in too hot, it's like this guy would commit to a rock. Like this guy.
But it fucking works.
All he needs is a heartbeat and a vagina.
That's not true. Look, it's got to be a white woman.
Yeah.
Hair.
Yeah.
Is this projecting?
No, I got fucking like a non-sexual thing. Like I'm a sucker for a thick head of hair, ironically enough. I don't know why.
You like the thick head of hair? That's such
like
an Italian,
thick head
such an Italian thing. It's like, the, I don't know, the fucking hair.
I want to be bald.
It's just thick. I like, I love it.
You sound like you're buying a horse.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I look at it. I'm buying a fucking horse.
A
champion.
Do you have girlfriends a lot?
I got girls around, but not girlfriends.
I got my Friday, my Saturday.
I guess, yeah. It's just... I can't do the fucking relationship thing. I can't. It's
really,
man. I was in one like maybe 2 years ago, and then I was just like, I can't do this. This is way too much fucking work.
What do you mean too much work? Why is it too much work to
like,
you?
I don't like hanging. Like I don't feel like I don't like to feel like I have to spend time with this person, and I have to do things with them. I have to meet their family. I hate all that.
That's because you. That's honestly, I was the same way, and I met the right chick. I think
right now,
and yeah. And I think it was a big difference because it wasn't like just about getting a nut off. Like I actually like talking to this chick. I like hanging out with her. But I was the same way.
Right.
Like it was almost like I was like, God damn, I got to go hang out with this chick. Because
I
was dating like, you know, a few different chicks.
Right.
And you sort of find the time for each one of them. And I was basically convinced that I was broken and I couldn't actually really like a person.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. No, but it's definitely, you know, you meet the right person. I think it makes it a little bit easier, but it's a decision. You got to fucking decide to, you know, want to do those things.
Because
it's so easy to just sit around and fucking play video games and jerk off.
Well, not even that. Like, right now, it's fucking hunting season. I want to go out there. Like, I don't feel like being around any
hunting
girl and
season?
Doing shit with them.
What do you mean it's hunting season?
Like, it's hunting season. Every
like,
weekend.
It, like,
he means actual hunting.
Actual hunting season?
Yeah. Shooting deer and shit. I don't fucking...
Is that what you do?
Yeah. I don't feel like hanging out on a Saturday. I'm out in the fucking woods away from everybody.
Are you on dating apps?
What's that?
Are you on dating apps?
Yeah.
What are you on?
Tinder Grindr? And fucking Hinge.
Hinge. That's... Yeah.
That's
where I met
the one that's meant to be deleted.
That's where I met Giacomo Hinge.
Maybe I'll go hunting with you.
You should.
What? You are just said you're in love.
I can hunt.
Uh-uh.
Not women. He's talking about actual deer.
He's talking about deer.
Oh, I thought he was talking about women.
No. What the hell? Yeah, I'm going out killing bitches every fucking weekend.
Like it's hunting season.
Where do you go hunting?
New Jersey.
What do you hunt?
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Weehawken.
Okay.
I love that.
That's close.
Not too far.
So what? Where do you hunt?
Right now, Clinton and Washington, New Jersey. It's south a little bit more.
Isn't that a subway stop in the Bronx?
There's an alley. Yeah. The rats are huge.
Different drugs down there. A lot of meth.
Clinton and Washington. That's a black sketch group, I think.
So, hold on. What do you hunt with? A rifle?
Gun. Right now, a shotgun and a bow and arrow.
A shotgun? No, you don't.
Because you can't use rifles in Jersey. The fucking state's too small, so the bullet travels too far.
You shoot deer with a shotgun? Just blow their heads
off?
They
make things like fucking slugs. It looks like a rifle a bullet, but it's not. It's a slug inside. Ah, there you go. Here's me and my pops.
Oh, look at that.
That's so cool.
That's the deer I shot December.
It's got a thick head of hair.
See, my problem with hunting, because I've wanted to hunt, because I want to fucking tap into that fucking, you know, manly urge to fucking hunt something, kill it, skin it.
You gotta gut them open.
Fucking gut that shit. Fuck it. Fuck its heart.
You gotta fuck. The first one you gotta fuck. That's a rule. Yeah.
But my problem with hunting is that I don't want to hurt an animal.
Yeah, that comes with it though. You got no choice.
That happens when they die. It's pretty.
Gotta hurt. Well, if you shoot it right, it won't hurt that much.
I feel like my problem is there's a learning curve in order to learn how to shoot right. I'm gonna just shoot.
Oh yeah,
this,
there is.
I'm gonna shoot this deer's nose off its face. And it's gonna just shooting blood out of its face as it looks at me in the eyes, being like, "Ooh,
yeah, look, there's the other one. That's the one I shot in October.
Wow, that's the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Huh."
You hunt it and then you eat it.
Yeah, I eat it. Yeah, I got a freezer full. Like during the pandemic.
Why don't you bring me some fucking venison,
just
bro?
Just ask. All you gotta do is ask. I got a ton of it.
Why don't you bring me some fucking venison?
I could bring you a whole fucking deer if you want it.
I want. First of all, I don't think I've ever eaten. I have venison jerky once
that's
in my life.
Bad idea.
You get a mounted head for right there.
Can you get us a mounted head for right
you
here?
You find one at a garage sale for like $10 bucks.
I want you to tear its head off its body.
And then just bring it in like this, like hold it up and look you right in the
eye.
Yeah,
he has like some girl he found on Hinge.
Jolly
like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Yeah. I want you to fucking hold its bloody carcass head.
My
concern is that I'm not going to shoot this deer the right way,
that
and it's going to suffer. I'm going to shoot its legs off with a shotgun. Yeah, it's a fucking shotgun.
It could happen.
It sprays.
Could happen. You fuck it. It happens a lot with the bow when you first start to use it.
Oh,
because
no.
you get nervous and shit. The bow shakes and you fucking foul hit them and you feel horrible for
them. What do you mean foul hit? What does that mean?
Like you hit them, supposed to aim for the heart and the lungs, and you could like miss either way. You could hit their guts. You could hit them too far.
You hit them in the stomach. They're just bleeding out slowly.
It takes them 12 hours to die, and it's the saddest fucking thing.
You don't kill it? You just watch it die for 12 hours?
No, they run. They fucking, these things are fucking resilient. You hit them with arrows and they fucking keep running. I don't know how they do it.
Do you chase it with a knife?
No, you gotta just wait for them to die.
Doug fucking, he's got a knife in his mouth.
Face paint on, fucking hiding in bushes and shit.
So how many times have you foul hit a deer? Because this is reason I would not, because if I could fucking just shoot it right in the heart, it dies, it looks at me, gives me like a moment of respect where we're like, you had to do this,
this
I had
the
to do
circle
this.
Circle of life.
Yeah, dude, circle of fucking life. You know, I fucking pray to the gods. I, you know, that would be no problem.
Right.
But my concern is I feel like more often than not, this deer is slowly dying out in front of you.
Yeah, if you fuck up. Yeah, like I said, it's a
Duck,
part of the
I'm not a
curveball.
Fucking a ninja. I don't have precision like that. I've never shot a bow and arrow.
Dude, it's the saddest. I'll be like, nobody really talks about it when they talk about hunting, but it's the saddest fucking thing when you fuck up. It's so. But thing is, that's just what happens when you first learn how to shoot a bow because it's fucking. It's hard to do. So you're gonna fuck up, but it's just part of the fucking.
How
process.
Many? How many deers have you had to chase and watch die slowly?
I think this year there was 3.
Just this year?
This year it was 3. Yeah.
This year, 3?
I just started using a compound. I switched over because I had nothing to do during the pandemic.
What's a compound?
That with the...
A racist podcast network.
I let you have it.
That fucking compound bow that was on the deer's back over there. And that picture where I'm holding up the ear.
It has all those little extra coils and springamajiggers to make it shoot that much harder.
It's based on just your arm strength, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, a regular bow and arrow, you're like, boom, this thing... You pull it back, and these gears start turning, and
it cams.
Fucking...
Yeah,
Chrissy Mayer's just loading the arrow.
Yeah, that's a compound right there.
I love her, Chrissy.
Yeah. So what? And what the last deer? Talk to me about how long it took to die.
Oh, that one I shot. So it 10 seconds.
Oh, you shot it afterwards.
I shot it with a gun.
You had a handgun.
Yeah. No, I had a fucking shotgun. I hit it with the shotgun. It died in 10 seconds. It ran, and then it just died right in front of me, and that was all.
Cool.
But the one I hit with the bow died in 25 yards. And there was one I fucked up real bad. And I had to wait 12 hours because it was a gut shot. And you could see like the...
Question, why wouldn't you come over to it and fucking take a shotgun slug to it once it's...
Because they run. You can't.
Why don't you
But what you mean you waited 12 hours? It took you 12 hours to track him?
Yeah, because what happens is that when you hit him, if it's a gut shot, it takes him 12 hours because, man, it's really fucked up. It's so sad. When you hit him in the stomach, in the guts... they die from blood poisoning, pretty much. Because, you know, the stuff in their guts gets into their blood and then they die. That's why it's so sad. Like, it's horrible. It's terrible. And they tell you not to chase it because the longer you chase it, the further it's going to run and the harder time you have to recover the deer.
Right.
So I had to wait 12 hours. I fucking hit
it. Did you know where it was, though?
Yeah, I knew which way it went. You got to follow the blood trail. But I knew it was a gut shot because I saw where the arrow went in. And I was like, motherfucker, you could smell the arrow. It smells like guts. It's fucking horrible. Oh,
no. You know what guts smell like.
No. Yeah. It's bad. And you just know, you're like, fuck, I'm in for a long time here.
Don't take me on.
I finally found it.
I would literally leave it. I would be like, I missed.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Oops.
Dude, when you're walking through the thorns and they're getting caught in your fucking eyes and face, you're like, do I really want this deer that fucking bad?
Think about how
the
that coyotes deer feels, though. You're complaining right. about thorns? It's like, I'm bleeding out of my gut.
I just fucking blew the thing's lower intestine out, and I'm worried about, oh, these thorns hurt. Let me take these out of my face.
Yeah, dude, that's it's a lot. I would love the experience. I've gone fishing a bunch, and even with fish, I just let them go back. I'm like, you hey, sorry.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been dove hunting.
No.
Yeah, it's dove.
Who hunts doves?
I did.
At a wedding.
I'm like, I'll give it 6 months. I dated this guy, and he was obsessed with dove season, dove hunting season.
He was a magician.
Oh, yeah. But we went dove hunting, and you like lay the fields with grain or something.
Yeah.
And so the doves come.
Doves come to eat them. And
I don't know. You shoot dove.
With what?
Shotguns.
Shotguns.
I mean, does it just blow up?
No, there's like little skeet. Tiny bird shots. It's like,
yeah, and the bird, they're little doves. It's kind of rude. I mean, mean to kill a dove.
Yeah, the shit Dick Cheney got shot in the face with.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's why he didn't
die. My ex.
got shot in the face?
Dick.
So you've killed a dove?
Give or take. Yes, of course.
Wow. I remember one time me and my friends all had like 10-pump BB guns, and we would have like BB gun wars with each other and just shoot each other like crazy. But this is even before I had my 10-pump. I had like a little 1-pump handgun BB gun,
mm-hmm.
and there was a bird sitting on a wire, like just a pigeon sitting on a fucking telephone pole wire, and me and my friends were trying to shoot it. And I remember the whole time I was like, I'm going to feel really bad when I hit this fucking bird and it dies. Like, I'm going to fucking feel horrible. And I remember I shot it. And this is how weak this BB gun was. I watched the fucking BB hit the pigeon in the chest and bounce off, and it just looked at me and went, ooh. And I was like, what? Don't do that. What the fuck? Spick.
Puerto Rican.
So, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll go hunting with you one day, Doug. Do I need a license or anything?
Yeah, yeah.
License to kill.
Come on, doggy. Yeah. You're gonna check my license? You're not going to let me use your
compound bow?
I'm not going
to do it, but the fucking hard-on game warden might.
He's got a hard-on? He just walks in and he's like, hey, show me your license or suck my cock.
You want that deer? Come and fucking
do it. How often do they come and check that you have a license?
Dude, this year they were around a lot. They were never there where I was hunting because it's fucking, like, it's a private road, so they never go up there.
A road.
And then this year, I don't know, they were just busting up balls like crazy. Because there was dudes that were killing deer and just fucking leaving them.
That would be me. I'm not skinning that deer. I'm going to fucking...
And then you got to cut them open and take the entrails out and everything.
You got to do that all right there and then?
Right there.
You don't drag it onto a truck and do it at home?
No.
What do you do with the entrails?
Leave them there.
Leave them for...
The animals
eat them. Coyotes eat them.
Wow.
Do deers eat each other?
No. No, they don't. But they got a big problem because these fucking farmers were feeding these deer, and now they have an issue called CDW. They're called zombie deer.
Oh,
it's chronic wasting disease, and they look like fucking shit. And they're not sure if humans could catch that yet.
Okay.
So that's fucking terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Shannon, pull up, see if there's a video on tips to learn hunting, because I'm thinking about this. Maybe I'll become a hunter-gatherer.
Yeah. I like your Google searches. I feel like they're just so simple.
Yeah.
It's like tips to hunt.
Tips to hunt. Please.
While Dylan looks it up, I found a picture of a zombie deer.
Let me see a zombie deer.
Oh, my God.
That looks like a regular deer to me.
No, look at it. It's all busted up in its nose.
Brains.
Look up CDW, chronic wasting disease. Then you can really see it. It looks like shit.
Wouldn't it be CWD then?
Oh, yeah. What'd I say?
CDW.
Yeah, that one. CWD.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone fishing a bunch in my life.
I fucking hate fishing.
Why do you hate fishing?
It's so boring.
Really?
Fishing's awesome.
Ugh, I don't know.
You just get drunk on a fucking boat.
Oh, well, my dad's sober, so when we went fishing, it was like granola bars.
Yeah, you got to fucking you got to drink and smoke weed, and then you forget that you're even fishing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a. It's almost like going to a baseball game. It's not about the activity. Yeah. It's about getting hammered with your friends, you know. But fishing can be fun. I've gone fishing in the Caribbean a bunch. Yeah. We caught barracuda in Jamaica and ate that shit.
Oh, cool.
How was it?
It was okay.
Have you ever been whale watching?
Right now.
Yep, every day. I knew it was coming.
That was a lot.
All right. I think you lobbed that one. It's okay.
5 tips for beginning hunters.
Yeah, let's see. Go.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Absolute favorite hobby. Sure, I enjoy fishing.
This guy's hunting for cock.
Yeah, there, exactly.
There's just something about hunting that makes me feel more centered. It's like a reset button for me every time I'm in a tree stand. I know a lot of people.
That was so real.
Hunting and really the outdoors in general are amazing things to share with others. You know, whether it's friends or family, I always try to get somebody else involved, especially if that person has never hunted before. I've introduced a handful of my friends to hunting, and I've at least offered to take some of the other ones who just aren't quite ready to take that leap yet. The key is that I've helped.
Nigga, get on with it. God damn it. Stop looking at me with your pretty fucking eyes, you dumb bitch.
This is so long-winded.
No, could be causing problems.
Get to the point.
Ruining your hunts before they even start. But them through these things.
It's like the Farina kid.
This channel is all about.
This guy is, he's like an NYU student that started a hunting channel. It makes me sick. I need a fucking hillbilly being like, all right, first thing you need.
Yeah, I want to see some dude.
You're gonna need a gun.
You're gonna need a gun. You're gonna need a lack of empathy.
Don't forget yourself.
Bad relationship with your pops.
See, I think for
maybe
me,
some chewing tobacco
and some bush lights, and you're having a great day. Praise Jesus.
His for first me, hunting tip was about to start.
For me, hunting and fishing, I can't get into because I don't like anything you have to get up early for.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. You got to fucking wake up early.
Do you have to wake up early? Are the deer better in the morning?
Yeah.
No, shut the fuck up,
I swear to God.
No, they're not.
Because you got
to
catch them before
that
they go
to bed. That is some fucking retarded-ass, old-timey way of thinking.
You could get them in the afternoon.
The deer are in the afternoon. They're at night. They're in the morning. They're in
but
the afternoon.
But they bed. Right now, they stay put because it's too fucking cold out.
Oh.
So you got to get them in the morning before they head to their beds.
Yeah. It's like the sharks.
Yeah.
Can't you just find their bed and kill them in their sleep?
That's the best way to do it.
That's Breonna not, Taylor, that's not that a warrior kill. That's not a proper warrior kill.
Have you ever shot?
You went to the wrong deer's house. You had a warrant.
I had a no-knock warrant for that fucking deer.
But isn't
Breonna
that,
Taylor.
Isn't that against like hunter code? Because I know in like in TV shows, you can't kill a warrior in their sleep because it's not a warrior death.
That's
awake.
Fucking...
If you find a sleeping deer, you're fucking sneaking up upon that shit.
That's fucked up.
Strangling it.
But good luck trying to sneak up on the fucking things. They fucking
do they lie down or they sleep standing up like
no,
cows?
They don't actually. They sleep for like maybe 10 minutes, but they're just awake and they're looking around
and they're asleep.
Head down, yeah.
Oh, and they're sitting. They're
and they're awake like the whole fuck. And if one is sleeping, there's another two that are watching you, and you normally don't see those fucking two. And then those are the ones that bust you, and then you get pissed off.
Do you kill the babies?
No. Run! Run! What, have you ever shot a pregnant deer by accident?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And you start to fucking gut it, and then a baby spills out, and you gotta take care of it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, now he's my pet.
Oh,
now
he's
my pet.
That's awful.
It's a deer nugget, I call it.
I can't deal with it. I couldn't deal with
it's
killing
sad.
A mama
you don't mean
deer.
To do it,
what do you do?
Like
so the baby's alive still?
No. He's dead.
It's dead immediately? How do you know?
Well, I don't. Don't fucking tell me. Now I'm never going to fucking go again and be like, no, I don't know that. But yeah, it happens, especially now, because now this is when they're pregnant. So it's just a sad... Again, sometimes hunting, it's fucking grueling. It's could be more... And it is very sad, but, you know...
I need to kill an animal that I wouldn't feel bad about. A deer is too nice and friendly.
Raccoon.
Like, a raccoon. But raccoons are cute. They got those
little hands.
God, we're gay. Both of us
They got the little spirit fingers, and they're so nice.
They're adorable.
Fish, you never feel bad before because fish can't blink.
Yeah, right? I know.
So they don't have emotions.
Yeah, that's a great Patrice joke.
Yeah, they don't have eyebrows.
Yeah, they don't have eyelids, I think he said.
Yeah.
They're just looking at you. They can't breathe. They're like, fish, I could kill a fish, but even a fish I feel kind of bad for.
What about you? Get like a Komodo dragon.
But how do you feel about abortion?
It's not ideal. Have you had an abortion before? Never. Chloe, you seem like an abortion-y type of chick.
Yeah, I would have bet abortion.
You would bet it. Okay. Yeah. I don't think physically a baby's gonna take.
Really? There's something so hot about chicks who don't think that a baby could take in their tiny little body.
So polluted.
It's always like a little petite hot chick. She's like, I don't know. I was a preemie. I was born after 4 months, and I don't think a baby will grow inside.
No, Chloe was an abortion.
Yeah. Surprise.
There are 7 animals in New Jersey that you can hunt in the winter.
Go ahead.
So
let's see which one I would like to hunt the most.
A rabbit, hare, jackrabbit. Ooh. Not a bunny. You don't want to kill a bunny. A woodchuck.
They're delicious, though.
Rabbits. Woodchuck. I had frog legs. I don't know if I've ever eaten
rabbit.
I don't know if I've ever eaten rabbit, but how do you kill a rabbit? They're so tiny and cute.
Shotgun.
I had a rabbit.
You need dogs. Also.
Stop with the fucking shotgun.
That's what you gotta use a
Just
fucking
stop
shotgun.
With the shotguns, okay?
One time I ate a rabbit and it was in a shot glass.
Oh.
I was in France and Le Pen, and they ground it up and they put it in a little shot glass.
They ground up the whole rabbit.
Just part of it.
Wow.
I don't know why I was picturing like a baby rabbit inside of a fucking shot glass.
All right, what else? A woodchuck?
Yeah, woodchuck.
What does even a woodchuck look like? I have no idea.
Really cute.
They got hands too.
Let me see this woodchuck. I don't know if I can kill a woodchuck. It's too cute.
And chubby little cheeks.
I need to kill like a fucking beast, like a bear or an elephant.
Yeah.
Think of a woodchuck.
Yeah, look at him. Oh. He is cute.
Well, you can hunt, but you're not going to eat that.
No, you're not going to eat that shit.
So that's stupid. Why would you hunt something?
That's
you can't
why I don't
eat?
Hunt them.
Oh, those eyes.
A pheasant or a partridge.
I want to kill
in a pear tree.
Yeah, a coyote.
Where can I find a pear tree in New Jersey? It ain't happening, Shannon.
I want to kill a ferret.
Coyotes and foxes.
Coyotes are fun to hunt.
You can hunt coyote.
Yeah.
You've hunted a coyote.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck.
They're
up.
They're fun to shoot.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But what do you use, a shotgun?
Bow and arrow, drew a shotgun. Fake tunnel on the side of a mountain.
I dropped an anvil on his fucking head that he tried to drop on me, but I turned the fucking table.
Let me see a coyote. I don't even know what a coyote would look like. I would assume it's just a dog.
Willie? Oh.
That.
Oh.
Fuck that thing.
Looks like he was in.
Once again, if you're not going to eat it, I don't see the point in hunting it. Unless
you hunt those
because like
they're nuisances. Yeah.
Okay.
Nuisances? I don't know.
It's like hunting a Puerto Rican. Wily Puerto Ricans.
Black bear.
Those are very cute. They're tiny.
Let's see. You can hunt a black bear. Yeah.
They're fucking terrifying.
Could you eat it? Well, brown bear is the one that kills you, right?
Black bears
black
are small.
Black bears do too. They're fucking jerkos.
No, black bears don't fucking
nice.
Kill you, dude.
Tell that fucking Boy Scout in fucking Rutgers who got mauled by a black bear.
Ooh.
He kind of was, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
so
right.
You can eat black bears.
They taste like shit.
I would name him Simon.
But they're healthy and nutritious.
But sometimes these fucking things eat garbage, and that's what they taste like.
Mm-hmm.
There was fucking
one,
garbage.
You
that's what they
eat.
Smell like.
I saw a black bear this over the pandemic. I was in Vermont, and it would go to the trash every night and eat it. And it was so cute.
Well, what else, Shannon? Because a black bear I could see myself hunting, but it has to be some manly shit, dude. You just got to give me 2 fucking knives. Me versus a black bear.
You got
to
get
you
a
should
lion.
Try.
Black bears are small, right? They're not that big.
Nah, I saw a 600-pound one this year. I nearly shit my pants. I was coming around a fucking turn, like this old logging road, and there he was, and he looked at me, and he fucking took off. But he's a fucking tank. He looked like one of those old-school claw tub. And he was big. He was
I thought black bears don't attack people.
No, they do. It's fucking. I cut off a mother and her cubs this year, too.
The American black bear.
Don't do that.
That made me shit my pants. She was 20 yards away.
It's not female is 90 to 180 pounds. A male is 130 to 660. Holy shit. Harrington, did you bring me socks?
He's really mad at me today.
Thank you. Why is Harrington mad at you? What'd you do?
Because we brought Curran's dog on the road, and he was like, wanted to babysit it. So he messaged me, and he said, I'm fucking pissed at you.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
That's literally how he makes 1/3 of his income is dog sitting.
Wait, do you know that if you want to go big game hunting, I went to college in Texas and all these Texans would
That's
do it.
Nice.
You pay like, they pay like $100,000 or $50,000 and they get permission to kill a lion. So you pay a certain amount of money and then you're allowed to kill certain animals.
You can kill fucking lions out in Texas?
No, you fly to Africa or something.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a rich guy thing.
Yeah, but you pay. You have to pay.
But it's on like a resort. In an enclosed area.
And you're like, okay, here's $50,000. And they're like, okay, now you're allowed to kill a lion.
That's what you feed those villagers with, that fucking lion.
What else can I hunt in New Jersey, Shannon?
That's the most of it. Then there's
Hasidic Jews. They're all over. They're
everywhere.
There's a population issue.
Open
right
there. There's a huge
there's some inbreeding.
Throw some pennies on the disease. Ground. Watch them picking them up.
Spread the
Oh, zombie Jews.
And then the last thing is migratory birds. So like ducks and geese.
I think I could hunt a duck.
Yeah. Those are
just
good
shoot
too.
It in the face with a shotgun. It's beat goes behind his head.
Holy shit!
That's despicable. Despicable. On the live chat, Wolf72 says, go hog hunting in Texas, Lewis. Yeah. Yeah, we could go hog hunting,
you
Zach.
Should.
I would feel in danger.
Yeah.
Dude, you could do what John Jones just did in the helicopter with the M16.
Oh.
Because it's just such a nuisance that you could just rent the dude as
like wild boars.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about it on another podcast. I watched videos of that, people with the giant gun out the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then they line up all the boars at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
It's like fucking Vietnam. Just spraying them down from a helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, that
well,
could
they
be
fuck
kind
shit
of
up, right?
Yeah.
They, like, going to people's farms.
They'll also kill you. Like, a wild boar
will
fucking actually kill you.
Yeah.
See, if there's some danger in it, a deer presents no danger.
But they're so delicious.
No danger. Are they delicious?
They're very good.
I mean this, Doug. Bring some venison over to my home. I will cook it tomorrow night for my family.
Dude, I will fucking bring it to... Wait, just give me your ass.
Can I put it in an air fryer?
Honestly, why not? I don't know how to cook it in an air fryer.
Shannon, please look up air frying venison.
I'm sure you could.
Can you make bacon?
Venison bacon?
No, but I do have venison tail of ham. That's very good.
Okay. I like it. I want to try it.
Yes, there's a bunch of recipes, too.
Beautiful. I'm going to air fry some fucking venison tomorrow night for my family. Some freshly cooked, some freshly killed venison. I want some fresh shit, though.
Now
I want some, like, months-old frozen venison.
No, you get the one I shot in December.
I want it, yeah, not frozen. Or it is frozen.
Yeah, it's freezer-packed. That's okay.
Would you tell James where it came from? But like my friend hunted this and teach him a lesson with it?
He's okay with animals being dead. He's not like I the first time I told him, I was like, you know what a hamburger is, right? I thought he was going to be like, what? He was like, I don't give a fuck. Give me a hamburger.
Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
They are delicious.
Shoot that fucking cow.
Yeah. Man, I mean, maybe I'll go hunt. I don't know.
Do it.
Doug, can I go along with you guys and watch the death? And see how I feel about
I
it?
Could take a, jerk how about off I take the corner? A video of it first and be like, here. This is what we had to do. And
is it just? Is
video.
It absolutely sad and brutal the whole time, or you? No. You're completely desensitized to it now.
Well, yeah, I've done it so many times. Been doing it since I was fucking what 8.
I just nobody with your accent hunts. It's just hilarious.
They used to.
This fucking deer, it's like, coming at me. I got a fucking shoot in his fucking head.
Like they used to. Like all. Like that's how I learned. All the fucking old school Italians used to fucking hunt. My grandfather used to hunt. And then all the hillbillies hated us though.
Despise Icon says, Lewis, just go ask Rogan to fuck already. Yeah. I've seen Despise Icon mention Joe Rogan about 8 times during this conversation, and he thinks that I'm the one that's gay for Joe Rogan. Despise Icon, didn't we ban Despise Icon last time?
Dude, that's who you should go with. He's got the fucking money. You go on a real fucking nice hunt.
You won't return my text messages.
Do you think he'd be asking you to hunt if Rogan would talk to him?
That's a great point. I don't know how you put that together.
If he'd return my text messages, yeah. I'd be, hey, Rogan, let's hunt. Let's go.
I wanted to go on an elk hunt, but I settled for this fucking opening act in New Jersey.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm nothing. Don't worry.
All right, real quick, we must thank Hempire Direct for supporting today's show. This is for fans of the show who are over the age of 21. If you guys like getting high, guess what? Hempire Direct can sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states, delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to a weed dealer. You don't got to find some Dominican guy on a corner somewhere to buy some ganja. You can have weed delivered to your house. This is Delta 8 THC. It's naturally occurring in marijuana, and it is legal in 42 states. So this is a little way to, I guess, circle the laws of the land.
We're not going
to
question it. We just believe them.
Who knows? Who knows exactly how legal this is? But guess what?
But what we do know, it works. And guess you high.
It gets you really high, okay? Hempire Direct is priced to keep you high, and wait until you hear what we have going on right now, okay? They sell distillate syringes for dabbing for $15, gummies for $15. They have grams of Delta 8 Dab Diamonds for $15.
And those are all after you use the promo code.
Use the promo code GASDABS. It's $5 off of anything that you order. GASDABS at HempireDirect.com. Once again, 42 states, they deliver it right to your door. You don't have to go and buy this stuff elsewhere. You can sit at home, have weed directly delivered to you, get fucking high as shit, and it's all courtesy of HempireDirect.com. Make sure you use that promo code GASDABS. Save $5 on anything you order. All right, where were we? Let's talk about this. What is this Florida cop slamming a female student? That seems kind of like a fun topic.
Which one? There's two Florida ones, the tasing or the slamming?
Oh.
The slamming. Let's see.
Got busted someone up?
Oh!
2 points.
Oh, he's out.
Girl.
That's
a girl.
Oh, that's a chick?
Let's watch it again. Start it over.
Yeah, he got control pretty quick.
That's a girl.
Wow, her head fucking bounced off the...
Oh, that is a lawsuit.
God damn it, women are weak.
He didn't choke her.
What was happening, though? Can I say?
Exactly. I want to see where this started.
The way that fucking cut, this is what we... I watch this happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if she was trying to scratch his fucking eyes out.
I have no idea what the fuck happened before that. And I can't feel bad for this chick just because she was violently slammed to the ground. Maybe the cop could have not... He wasn't trying to bounce her head off the fucking ground.
No.
He was trying to stop her from doing whatever the fuck she was doing. What, Shannon?
He was trying to stop her from fighting with another student.
Yeah, but that's vague.
That's the only update that it gave, was he was like pulling her away from fighting another student.
Yeah, I mean, if she's being a fucking violent psychopath, then
she got into that situation somehow. He didn't pick her out. Like, she wasn't getting milk online in the cafeteria and he dumped her on her fucking skull.
She was definitely doing something shady before that video started, because the way it's edited, it is simply, it's in the middle of the slam. Mm-hmm. So that means right halfway through the slam, she was still acting up.
Yeah.
The first half of that slam, she was still acting a fool, and this cop had to bounce her head off the ground. I feel bad. Like, yeah, obviously you don't want to see somebody hurt, but at the same time, what is a cop supposed to do when people are being violent psychopaths?
And you're trying to deter a fight, and the girl constantly is going at this other chick. What's he supposed to do? Just let her go?
I mean, it seems like it was probably an accident. He was just trying to slam her to the ground.
But it's like you said, women are fucking, you know, you could ragdoll a woman easier than a dude.
It really is so easy.
Yeah, it really is.
She had no takedown defense.
Imagine just being a woman walking down the street. Like, have you ever walked through, like, a dangerous neighborhood?
Yeah.
That's what women feel like when they walk through Macy's.
That's very true.
It's just like they can be taken at any given moment.
Any point.
And slammed. You just take their fucking head, be like, shut up, woman.
You don't even have
bitch.
To try hard at all.
No.
Like, you just one hand.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Every time you talk about, like, girl stuff, you never acknowledge me. One time when we were on this podcast, you were like, I wonder what a woman would think, and you called a woman on the phone instead of asking me.
I wonder who somebody who wouldn't fart during a movie would say about this.
Don't take me hunting. I'll scare the deer.
Do we know anything else? What's the follow-up with this story?
Well, the girl, it's like under investigation right now, the officer is, but the girl was fine. She was treated on site, and she doesn't have any injuries.
Not a concussion? Nothing?
Nothing, no.
Wow. She was out cold, right?
No.
It appears that way from the video, yeah.
Yeah, I would like, that seems like clickbaity kind of.
What was the other video with, there was... A chick that was tased?
Yeah, so it's same type of thing where the cop was trying to get in between students that were fighting. And here's the video.
Oh,
she's punching him.
All right.
There you go.
Mount, officer.
He's got to get that other leg around. Side control.
This is how little women offer a threat, that there's a fat kid just sitting over her being like, all right, whatever.
She's also, like, punching him, and she's wearing flip-flops. Yeah. It's like, that's pretty.
Slides.
Pretty good.
Yeah, what do you do here? She's fighting him nonstop. Yeah. How is this even a story?
She's just hooked him right in the face right there.
It became a story because the tasing part, they made a TikTok video, and it made people enraged.
People love.
Here comes the taser.
That's right. Tase that bitch. Put her down. Get on the ground. She's trying to walk away.
Shouldn't have let her up, though, man.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Right in the tits.
Wow.
Holy shit. Bop,
bop, bop.
Hit her right in the fucking tits.
Yeah, well, if he got her in the gut, he would have had to follow her around for 12 hours.
The kill shots in
the
tits.
Go to the nail salon. Bodega.
Get her fucking weave done.
I mean, should we not be teaching our children not to fight cops?
You don't Punch a cop in the face.
Don't punch a cop. You're going to get fucking tased.
But if we did that, aren't we in prison? But because it's a girl, like, we can't punch a
cop. I'm sure she went to jail. You know I'm sure she's still got arrested. Yeah. You can't fucking assault a cop.
Simple as that.
Like, I hate, you know, you can be the most liberal person in the world. That is a case of cause and effect. Cause and effect.
But where did the TikTok video start? Just at the tase? Like, not what's leading? Yeah?
No, I think it's actually the whole thing, because the whole thing had, like, little emoji thingies on it. But she was not taken to, she wasn't, like, held. She was taken to the hospital afterwards. She was fine, and then they released her to her guardian for home detention.
Oh,
so she was never
because
really
these are children. These are like 15-year-old
teenagers,
kids.
Right?
Yeah.
But she was she was straight up punching a cop in the face.
It could have been worse.
How do you think that's gonna go?
Exactly.
Every single time. And I root for the cops in those situations. I've been arrested, you know, a dozen times, but I'm never siding with the cops. But if you're going to start swinging on a fucking cop,
like, how do you, what is the best case scenario? You knock him out, right?
Yeah.
There's more
then
cops
you're really
coming.
Fucked. Yeah.
There's always going to be more police cops. Like, if this isn't Grand Theft Auto, you're not going to go get the color of your car changed and it goes away.
You're getting another fucking star.
I've been arrested three times.
You've been arrested for
like
what? Farting
in public. Farting in the movies. I remember I got arrested once on at a tailgate in Texas at college. Because I was underage and I was just like grabbing beers, and the cop was like, "Don't do it, don't do it." And I like picked it up and I just like shotgunned it. And I was like, "I'm gonna do it." And he came over and he grabbed my arm, like really hard, grabbed my arm, and he like put them whatever behind, and he was like holding it, and I was starts crying and I'm screaming. I was yelling, "He's giving me an Indian burn!" I was like, "They're like, where'd you come up with that?"
That's also racist, right? Like,
yeah,
Indian sunburn.
Yeah.
That's simply just turning your skin red.
But yeah, I remember he like hurt my wrist, but I was just
The cuffs on and everything.
Yeah, well, he just pushed me in like the back of a cop car, and I was like crying.
What were the other two times you were arrested?
Racketeering,
destruction of property. When I was like 18.
Was it a guy's property?
I got a citizen's arrest. I don't know if I told
you
this.
You told me that you never destroyed a man's property.
No, it was a town property.
Who owned that town?
She painted the town.
It was Vale Village. No, I got a citizen's arrest. Because I started kicking this like sign that said like town curfew for people under 21. And I was like, fuck that. And I was like kicking it. And then this cop was like, freeze. And then I just ran. And then a guy, they're like, stop her. And this guy in a green jacket, Marmont jacket, tackled me. And
just some dude.
Yeah, I got a citizen's arrest.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. What a piece of
shit.
What
a loser.
And what was the third time?
I got arrested at another party. It was just for underage drinking.
Just being a drunken mess.
Yeah, because I went to college, they just had police on campus, and if you're underage, they just arrest you.
Yeah. Because
they get like a cut, I guess.
I've been arrested every single time, except for once. Every time it's been for smoking weed, except one time was for threatening the life of my roommate.
You got arrested for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I've told the story before, so I won't get into the whole details of it, but he...
It could have went either way.
What do you mean?
It was a fucking domestic dispute between me and another dude, and I threatened to beat him up a bunch, but when I talk shit, I say things like, "I'll kill you, motherfucker." Mm-hmm. Like, I talk like a Puerto Rican.
Right.
And... he wanted to, it was my roommate, I was moving out, and he wanted to take the cable box out of my bedroom. So we started arguing about it, and I ran home, and then at the end of it, we got into this big argument in front of his girlfriend, in front of the neighbors, like, I'm just screaming crazy, obnoxious shit at him. And then I had a fishing knife, and I took the fishing knife, and I put it on top of the cable box to let him know, if you touch this cable box,
I'll cut you like a
knife.
Fucking bass.
Which it was stupid because I'm not willing to fucking stab somebody, but it was just a dumb intimidation thing that I was trying to do with him. So he called the cops and said I threatened him with a knife, which wasn't exactly true. I threatened him, and I happened to have a knife on top of the cable box.
Ah. So. No charges, though. Nothing like that.
I got arrested for menacing and harassment, and then it was just dismissed once I got the
court. Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't real.
About right.
What, Chloe?
Can I go to the bathroom?
No. No. You have to pee right here in front of us. No. Chloe, come on.
Please.
How much money would it cost you to pee in a cup on camera?
I'd never do that.
There's a price, Chloe.
Clone the
chance. Pause.
Go pee, yes, obviously.
Don't I have $5.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, Chloe. Hell yeah. Chloe looks good.
Let me just remind you,
every time she goes.
We do this every time.
It's on in the lounge. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Time. We're fine. She's okay. She knows she looks good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, you forget that Chloe's hot until she gets up to go to the bathroom. You're like, oh, yeah, she's fucking hot. Yeah. I forget.
Good for her.
Just when it's her fucking gravelly voice and she's sitting there like, I got arrested because I fucking killed the guy.
Fucking assholes.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is X-Vape, okay? X-Vape makes the best electronic affordable dab rig in the world, the Vista Mini 2. It is the ultimate electronic dab rig. It's the ultimate electronic dab rig. The Vista Mini 2 is a statement piece, and it's a perfect size for your desk, your coffee table, or on the go. It offers a mind-boggling array of features found only in vaporizers priced for hundreds of dollars or more. So right now, I used to have, I'm not even going to say the name of it, but I had another dab rig that was $400 fucking.
And it was big and goofy and you burnt yourself on it.
It was garbage. It was garbage, okay? The Vista Mini is just $159 and it is the best dab rig you're ever going to get in the world. I'm actually giving one of these away on my Twitch stream in a couple weeks. It has four LED indicated heat settings, so it's really for any type of dabs you're smoking, they have you covered. And the mouthpiece is ergonomically designed and the glass bubbler is entirely detachable, so it's super easy to clean, which is my problem with my last dab rig. It was really hard to clean.
Yeah, that's how you broke it, trying to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. I literally just fucking pushed my hand through it and it smashed into pieces. So right now, if you guys want to check out the Vista Mini 2 Dab Rig from X-Vape, all you got to do is go to xvapeusa.com. That's X-Vape, X-V-A-P-E-USA.com, and use the promo code GAS. That's going to get you a discount, so you save 10%. So it's about $145 for this Dab Rig. It is the best $145 you're going to spend. Once again, xvapeusa.com. Use that promo code GAS. All right, let's get back into it. What? People are afraid of dead air. I'm not afraid of dead air. Let's go.
Silence is a powerful tool.
It is a powerful tool. Cloris Leachman is dead. Who cares?
Oh, really?
Who cares?
Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
She's 94 years old.
She had a good run, fucker.
That's it.
She's a lot of fucking funny movies.
Yeah. She also did good at the fucking roast. What roast was that she was
Saget.
In? Yeah, yeah. She did really good there. Mm. So I know about it.
All right, China begins using anal swabs instead of the nasal ones for COVID testing. Amid a fresh outbreak in Beijing, they're testing their residents for COVID with an anal swab, which is said to be more accurate, and there's a higher chance of detecting the virus.
Mm.
The swab has to go in 1.2 to 2 inches, rotated several times, and takes about 10 seconds. But it's just a little swab up the butt. That's not a big deal.
Yeah. If anybody can take 2 inches...
What's up, Chloe?
Hi.
We're just talking about how in China they're using anal swabs instead of the nasal one for COVID testing. What would you rather?
Love.
So the anal one. Okay, good. Yeah, I think I'd rather the anal one.
No way.
Really?
No.
How do they? Why?
That's a bigger to do. You got to take your pants off. You got to bend over. Probably gonna put your elbows on the table. The thing you just fucking, you're done.
Cold doctor's hands on your fucking back.
I'd fart.
I want to punish the doctor for getting up in there. The nose, well, it doesn't hurt anymore. I guess they changed it, so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the first time I got tested, what? I thought they were going for like my brain. And the other times I've been tested, they were just like swabbing around real quick.
Well, the rapid tests were just like the rim of your nostrils. I went for one the other day. She jammed that fucking thing up both nostrils. It fucking, I thought it was just the inside. Those things hurt like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, your eyes tear up, but now imagine it up your asshole.
Yeah, but it's only like 2 inches. I don't know. Fucking Q-tip.
A cotton swab 2 inches in your ass, you're not even going to feel it. It's not even going to register.
It's like a thermometer.
Yeah. Mm. When's the last time you had your temperature taken with your asshole?
What's today?
All right. Let's see.
Let's test it for polio.
All right. Let's talk about this one. TikToker gets 3.5 million views on a video where he uses erection cream to plump his lips.
Oh, God.
Erection cream?
Yeah. I'm thinking about starting a TikTok, by the way.
You should.
What is this Dylan? Erection cream?
Why are you laughing? I can start a TikTok.
You don't have one yet?
No. You have one?
No.
I feel like a weird, like, old creep.
I feel like TikTok is for very young people or hilariously old people.
Mm.
Right. That's the acceptable ages to be.
Well, I don't want to run my own TikTok. I'm just going to have one of the employees here run my TikTok.
And, like, put clips of your stand-up
on it? Clips from the podcast.
you know, just random things. Mm. I'm not going to make dances and shit. What, Dylan? Why are you laughing like that? You fucking asshole.
I just want it to happen. I just want to
make my
it.
TikTok, Dylan.
That's what I was laughing at when you said someone here is going to do my TikTok.
Dylan is a TikTok-y just, type
Dylan
personality.
Dylan is just going to do my TikTok.
You have a TikTok-y personality.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok?
I like have one, but I'm not like, I don't do
you
it.
Like have one or you have one?
I have a TikTok because of like, I want to get my Instagram, like my name, Dylan J. Negri on there, but I don't like actively use it. I did put out a video recently though that's pretty TikTok-y. Some people were like kind of
pull crunch. It up. What the fuck? Okay. Pull up Dylan's TikTok.
I have TikTok.
You're do the dances? You're an okay age for that.
No, I'm 31.
You're 31?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Ugh.
You're old as shit, Chloe. You seem like you're 25.
I know. I get that a lot. Thank you. Yeah. It's the trauma. It ages. I don't know. Yeah, I have TikTok. I've started to get into shuffle dancing, but that's on my Instagram. You know shuffle dancing?
Is that with the chicks with the white shoes that are doing fucking like the running man?
I did it on my Instagram, but it's really hard.
That's a video that comes up in my Instagram reels all the time.
It's really fun. It's hard, though.
Those bitches doing that fucking weird white shoe dancing.
Yeah. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Shuffle dancing.
They.
That's me.
Oh.
Chloe, this is pathetic.
Hey, what's not today? Oh, that's fucking good.
To no music, it's the best.
Almost died.
Hell yeah, Chloe. Look at that fucking bod.
I'm also wearing, those are my LeBrons.
You gotta be wearing white shoes.
Those are LeBrons. Second edition.
Let's see, Dylan, do you have your TikTok up? Let's see what the video is. Need a flip. What do I say? It's making a t-shirt. To make me exist. Oh. I hate this so much. Oh, I hate that you did that thing. Oh, it's sickening. I hate you so much, Dylan.
This is Instagram, right?
But he put it on TikTok as well, right?
I got like 50,000 views on random videos.
I hate it.
Ugh.
I hated it so much, Dylan.
He looks so accomplished in that video. He just did something big.
I hate your poofy fucking hair that sticks out the front of your hood. I hate it.
You're loving it.
I hate it.
I'm jealous of that fucking hair, cocksucker.
You like a full head of hair.
He does love a full head of hair.
Even on a man.
I likes what I like.
Son of a bitch.
Dylan, you have to make my TikTok today.
Okay, but I want... Okay, if I'm in charge of your TikTok, you have to do what I asked you to do. Like, if I want... If you're doing the busted challenge... Like,
yeah.
You have to do all of it, dude.
What's up, bro? I'm on TikTok. No.
Did you do the WAP dance?
I did do the WAP dance.
That would fucking... There you go.
I fucked my WAP dance.
Fucking good WAP dance.
Did you guys see my WAP dance?
I didn't. I'd love
to. It's on my Instagram, Shannon. Go find my WAP dance. I fucking crushed it. That's when I was dating a 23-year-old.
Mm. Yeah, then you could have. Then I
saw TikToking in my garage all the time.
I saw a TikTok coming when you had a girl that was too young for you. But now that you're in an age-appropriate relationship.
Now I'm like an old bitch in my life.
That shit's silly.
Do you really think I'm old?
I'm not old. Older than you seem.
Yeah.
She looks like 25, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Giacomo's 26.
God bless Giacomo.
Giacomo's the man.
Go after that one. He'll cook pasta and take baths and shit. Europeans are weird.
Yeah, I can't. Dating a girl that's 23, it was a bit.
It much. Seems burdensome.
They're annoying, right?
No, she was a cool chick.
They have all these ideas.
She had no ideas. What are you talking about? She was idealist. No, she was a great chick, and she was super hot. But it was like, you know, I started feeling bad.
Wait, how old are you again?
I'm 38.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
Zach, you're really young.
Very good for you.
No.
How old are you?
33.
Oh.
Yeah, I started feeling bad that I was like ruining this girl's life. Mm. I felt like she was like growing up too fast. I felt like she had to live her life still.
Nah, Lewis, it was already ruined. It's not going
to
get better.
By the time she got to you.
Yeah, it's already done.
She made a few lefts when there should have been rights. To steal a term you like to use.
She's probably stripping now. It's okay.
She's a bottle girl at a club.
Mm. That's how it starts. Mm-hmm.
She's that chick.
Yep, that's how it always starts. Yeah. Always.
Which is just two steps down from being a stripper.
Yeah, because that's how you enter. Yeah. Like, I don't want to strip, but I'll be a shot girl. And then it's like, you know, you can make more money up this. Yeah, that's old, she's like, really?
The old joke. What's the difference between a stripper and a waitress at a strip club? 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Let's see. What else is going on? 8-year-old girl suspended from Christian school after telling another little girl she has a crush on her.
Her name was Chloe.
An Oklahoma second grader was kicked out of a Christian private school after telling another 8-year-old girl that she had a crush on her. Her 5-year-old brother was also expelled. The school officials told their parents that they don't condone same-sex relationships on campus. School officials made the little girl cry when they told her the Bible only allows her to marry a man. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And her name was Chloe.
Chloe Shelton, an Oklahoma second grader, was kicked out of her private Christian school after she told another girl at the playground she had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wait, scroll up. I want to see what the sentence was at the top of that because that sounds brutal. Shelton told Fox 23 News, Chloe said the vice principal sat her down and says, the Bible says you can only marry a man and have children with a man. My daughter was crying saying, does God still love me?
Nope.
No.
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 No,
you're
going to
burn in hell, you little carpet you little muncher, fucking, you.
You fucking gay.
You disgusting lesbian. Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Cast thee out, box muncher.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking... That's pretty crazy. I mean, why'd they expel her brother, too?
Because it comes from the same loins. You can't have two of them in this.
Yeah, when they were speaking to the parents, and the parents, you know, were on the side of their daughter, and they're like, we need to end our relationship altogether.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, I don't understand. I mean, if you, my niece goes to Catholic school, and we're not a religious family at all. They just wanted to put her into, like, a private school. But they legitimately, like, teach the word of God in this school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got catechism classes.
That's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. If you're religious today in 2021, if you believe that there's a God in the sky, that's a little wacky just in general. Do any of you guys believe in God? You probably do, fucking Doug.
Me? Nah.
You
not
believe
really.
In God,
I got that
fucking,
Catholic guilt horse shit in me.
Dumb wop. You fucking definitely believe in God. You make
I
me
took
sick.
I took off my gold cross before the show. I didn't want it to hurt. But I got that Catholic guilt shit in me because it grew up, you know, that way. But as you get older, it's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah. I remember I told my mom just to hurt her feelings that I didn't believe in God.
Mm. What'd she say?
She was on heroin when she was sleeping.
Oh.
She's talking to God.
God is in this needle, son.
Yeah. That's what happens once you go to rehab. She reestablished her relationship with Jesus and God once she, like...
Yeah, you're supposed to when you get sober.
Do you believe in God, Chloe?
You're supposed to turn yourself over to a higher power.
Oh, yeah, I want to. You're supposed to pray, or you're supposed to pray today.
Can you get on the mic, Chloe?
Oh, sorry. Wow. The heroin's kicking in. I went to pray the other day, and I instead of being like God, I said Alexa. So I'm always talking to my fucking Alexa in my room. I was like Alexa, and I was like fuck. But that wasn't a bit. That was true.
Hey, do me a favor, Dylan. Ban Despised Icon from the chat forever right now. Please? Ban him forever. No, he's done. He's fucking done. He just called me gay. Yeah, no, 100%. I'm not kidding. Usually I'm kidding when I say this. Despised Icon is gone from the fucking chat. I'm sick of his fucking cockiness. He thinks he can just keep on fucking talking shit in the chat. Ban him or you're fired. You have 30 seconds. Jesus fucking Christ. You think I'm kidding? I'm sick of it.
What else?
Despise Icon, you are a little bitch, and now you're gone. Cancel your fucking membership. You make me fucking sick. He's done. He's gone. Despise Icon. Goodbye. Find him. Ban him. He's good. It's done.
You have a ban sound effect?
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
He's out! Think I fucking care? Do you think I fucking care? Goodbye, Despise Icon, you little bitch. You make me fucking sick. Mm. Also, watch Legion of Skanks tonight. Big fucking reveal on the show. Fucking cocksucking motherfuckers. Fuck you, Harrington, as well. How about that? Yeah, you.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, fuck you, Harrington.
Yeah, fucking psycho.
I don't want to fucking ruin... I don't want to be a spoiler, but it's infuriating.
I have no idea, so...
You'll find out. Yeah, about the lie detector test. About the bi detector. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you, dude. That's what make me fucking sick. New York Times doesn't fire a reporter after making a racist comment and using the N-word on a student trip.
Oh, wow.
Donald McNeil Jr., New York Times star reporter, has been accused of using the N-word and stereotyping black teens during a New York Times branded student trip to Peru. He claimed he used the word in the context of a conversation about racist language. The New York Times has disciplined him but hasn't fired him. He apologized to the students. So what is the deal there?
I just picked it because they didn't fire him, because they're canceling everybody for these types of things. And they, quote unquote, disciplined him, but they haven't disclosed what they've done to discipline him. So it really just seems like they're looking.
I mean, did
way.
He use it in like the context of that conversation? What was does it say the quote?
No, they didn't quote it. They just said, I guess he was talking about using that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. People, they reported him. They said it because it was a bunch of students that he was talking to. So they reported him and complained about
it. Yeah, because they're a bunch of little bitches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is him.
Oh God.
Would.
Well.
The fuck is that chameleon doing? Fucking lizard.
All right, well, good for them. Good for the New York Times for not firing somebody.
Yeah.
Isn't that why the Papa John's CEO guy got fucking canned? Because he's like, don't, we shouldn't say like these types of words. And he says the N-word and then he's fucked.
Is that what happened? Was it in context?
I believe it was in context.
And he lost his entire
or somebody, maybe
business?
Another company. I'm thinking like a media company maybe as well, somebody that happened to.
Yeah, it happens a few times a
year. He was in a marketing meeting. I remember this. Yeah, and yeah. He used it like matter-of-factly. Yeah. Being
right.
Like,
you know who loves Papa John's?
You deliver all over these.
Yeah. Never met my Papa John's.
Papa John's, Colonel Sanders called blacks.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Shatner reportedly said in the conference call, in an apparent attempt to contract the KFC founder's statements to his own response to the NFL protests. Oh, I see. Yeah, well.
Poor bastard. Losing your whole fucking company.
No, but if you ever, like, nah, he has a TikTok and he's got, like, a private jet. Like, it doesn't matter.
Is that right?
He's crushing it.
Yeah, I think
it.
He just bowed out of, like, running shit, but I think he got all his, he kept all his shit.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he doesn't have to work anymore. He still gets all the money, but doesn't have to work.
That's beautiful. See, no, I feel better.
And in homage to black people, he doesn't work. Come on, Chloe. It's a little racism in the morning. Grow the fuck up.
That's why I love this show. Say whatever you want.
Pamela Anderson is married for the sixth time. What? She fell in love with her bodyguard during lockdown, who was in a committed relationship and has three kids.
Ew.
Dan Hayhurst began working for Anderson in 2019 as a builder to fix her Canadian home. He was in a five-year relationship where they raised a combined three children together. In 2020, he became Anderson's bodyguard during lockdown. She spent hours at her home.
That sounds like she hired him as a bodyguard after she started fucking him.
Right.
Because he worked on the house, and then he was also qualified to be her bodyguard.
Right. Well, how many? She's only got, like, what, 3 years left? To live. She's got the.
She's still pretty hot.
She's still pretty hot.
Yeah. How old is she?
Gotta be close to 53.
Yeah, she's got phenomenal. 8 years. 8 years,
dude. She was so hot when she first came out.
Yeah,
she was very pretty.
She was great, like Tool Time.
Yeah,
Tool Time girl, and then Playboy, and then Baywatch. I mean, I will.
Taking Shawn Michaels to the ring at fucking 95.
Yeah.
Oh my! Dude, I just
I touched her.
You did?
I was at WrestleMania 11, she came by, and it was Jenny McCarthy. It was supposed to be her. No, she was supposed to accompany Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, she was at the Rumble.
Yeah, then she bailed on him, and Jenny McCarthy accompanied him, and then we came down with Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I touched her. Yeah, she walked by, and I touched her arm, and it was the softest skin I had ever felt in my entire life.
Ooh.
It was like perfection. I couldn't even imagine how nice her arm felt. It was just fucking like touching
an apparition.
It was. I can't even explain to you how soft it was. It was amazing. Like I smelled my fingers afterwards.
Oh.
And then when her porn came out with Tommy Lee, I was maybe 13 or 14 years old, and I bought it from my local gas station. Like the Indian guy just sold it to me. He didn't give a fuck. He was like, I get it, buddy.
Yeah.
I think Tommy Lee is so hot.
You think Tommy Lee's hot?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Dude, that's a hog.
He's got a big old fat
dick.
I like Bad Boys.
Yeah. God, she was fucking perfect back in the day.
There's a video of her right now talking about the wedding.
Let's see.
With this one.
First show a Ford commercial.
Hold on. 2 seconds.
If you could.
Tell me, congratulations.
Doesn't look as great close up.
You must be pretty ecstatic.
She's still pretty
hot. Still very, very beautiful, but...
About what?
Which thing?
Married, hopefully.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I realize she has the same dumb voice as Shannon.
I get that. I hear that a lot.
You talk just like Pamela Anderson. Yeah,
exactly like me. You know, I think the rest of it was a dream. This seems more like reality, and it's just a reality.
Somehow you sound stupider, Shannon.
I'm not rich.
To be with someone that genuinely cares about me and for who I really am, you know. Who
did they just sneak up to her window?
Who I think I am, you know, just like a small town girl. From the same area.
You have the same fucking voice, Shannon. Oh my god.
So tell me about the day.
That's fine.
All right, that's fine. We got it.
I have a lot of respect for her because she would, like, Me Too got big. She had that great quote.
Yeah.
Where she was like, yeah, you know what directors and producers tried to get me up to their hotel room? Fucking all of them.
Yeah, every single one of them. She's like, yeah, you're because
I know what happens in hotel rooms.
Yeah, no, you're right. I remember that. It was fucking awesome. She was like, yeah, I don't know. It's you have to take some personal responsibility for sucking a director's cock in this hotel room. Okay. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect her a lot for having the balls to say that. What was probably a very unpopular thing to say, especially at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I. She was my favorite chick for a while. Who was your first big crush when you were a kid, Zach?
Rose McGowan.
Oh.
McGowan.
Because her and Scream, dude.
Yeah.
Those fucking honkers. Yeah, that was probably the one.
My first celebrity crush, I think it was Halle Berry.
I liked Gwen Stefani, too.
Gwen Stefani was kind of hot, but when I was a kid, I was much more into, like, the big tits, fucking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, like Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
Like those wrestling chicks, probably. Sunny. Ah,
Sable.
Yeah. Sable. Sable was old then.
Yeah, she was like mid-30s already.
But, I mean, that's just such a reflection of what Vince McMahon thought everybody thought was hot.
Right. Well, they only created her because Pam Anderson was so big at the time that they're like, all right, we're going to make this fucking bitch famous.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra.
That was the first one I can remember.
That's a good one.
Carmen Electra.
Halle Berry in the Flintstones movie.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, that's yeah. Gee, wow.
I remember just watching it with my mom and sister being like, I have... massive erection right now.
Yeah. She
was so hot.
From Rosie O'Donnell.
Who was your first celebrity?
Yeah, look at that.
She was perfect.
Showing off that midriff.
Mm. Yeah. Who was your first celebrity crush, Chloe?
Devin Sawa. I loved him in Little Giants and in Casper. Oh my God.
I didn't know he was in Little Giants.
Yeah, he's Junior.
Who the fuck is Devin
Sawa? Oh my God.
He was the guy from Idle Hands.
Idle Hands. Yeah, that's the first movie I saw him in because Jessica Alba. By the way, Jessica Alba, I was into Jessica Alba before anybody was in Jessica Alba. Anybody. Because she was a minor role in Never Been Kissed.
Mm.
Oh.
Just a minor role. Me and my buddy Dave Green were in the movie theater, and we saw Jessica Alba in that movie. Jessica Marie Alba. We waited to see her name at the end of the movie, because we're like, who the fuck is that bitch?
Right.
And then she came out in Idle Hands right afterwards. That was her second movie.
Yeah. She was the angel on for Halloween.
Dude,
I fucking love Devin Sawa.
Jessica Alba.
Oh,
I love Jessica
Alba. I love Devin Sawa. Oh,
that fucking kid.
Oh my God.
Son of a star bitch. Of The Fanatic with John Travolta.
He's so cute.
My movie of the year.
Jessica Alba was just retardedly hot when she first came
out. Yeah.
So hot. She's still hot. She's
still gorgeous. She still is, yeah.
But she was like the one for a while. Look at her. In Idle Hands, it was crazy. It was like.
Show me Devin.
Fuck Devin, dude.
I would.
What was that one, like that big braid? What was it, Blue Crush or some shit like that?
What?
That Jessica Alba was in?
Was she in that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. The surfing movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
No, she was not
My
in that.
My goodness gracious.
I'm trying to think, was there anybody else as a kid that I really liked?
Leonardo
DiCaprio. Dude, fucking, the fucking girl who was in, yeah. Oh, I remember that cover.
She was fucking crazy.
My goodness gracious.
She was so hot that it hurt when she popped.
Yeah. She was hot in Sin City when she's stripping on the pole.
She was hot in everything. She's Jessica Alba. Let's get real.
Here's a weird one. Fucking Rose McGowan.
That was mine.
Did you say that? Oh, yeah. I was in the fucking toilet.
Who is that?
Rose McGowan.
Oh,
okay.
It's Candy. She played Candy. That was her name in this movie. Scream.
No, it wasn't.
Candy.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
Tatum.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
In Scream?
Yeah, Tatum Riley.
I couldn't be more sure.
Who was your first celebrity crush, Shannon?
So she was caught in a garage. She's like, Tatum!
Yeah, I remember
that. You know, I'm like a million years old. And the first one I remember taking pictures.
Charlie Chaplin!
like ripping pictures out of like Teen Beat was Corey Haim.
Corey Haim.
Yeah. Who's that?
Shannon, you are old. Oh, wow. You're showing your age right
Holy
now.
Shit.
Holy shit.
Dean Martin. Corey
Old Frankie Blue Eyes.
Dylan, what about you?
One, thank you for asking. Two, Selena Gomez. I put her on my wallpaper when I know I'm young. I get it.
No,
I was
Selena
like,
Gomez is ridiculous. Yeah. She's so hot. I don't yeah, understand. Yeah. She looks like a child. Hell yeah.
I had like her
we
like
still want to fuck her.
I had her like 15 years old on my wallpaper. And I remember like me and my friend would.
Can you send me that?
Yeah. We would just sit around and just be like, dude, she's so hot. And just look at my wallpaper.
Yeah, mm. she's pretty retardedly yeah. beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
Selena
she
Gomez.
She is fucking cool.
I think Justin Bieber's so hot too.
Who's really? That? It's the girl that played in Casper. What was her name?
Christina Ricci. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love Christina
Ricci. Actually, that might have been my first crush
yeah.
when I was a little kid.
I think it was.
Wednesday Casper, Adams.
Yeah, before you, like, yeah. make it sexual.
Devin Sawa yeah. was in Casper with Christina Ricci.
Yep. I remember.
Oh, yeah. That mm-hmm. is true. That is true.
They dance, remember? Devin Sawa was Casper, and then they dance in the...
I remember.
Can I keep you?
Yep. Christina Ricci, I definitely had a big crush on her.
I had a huge
as Wednesday Adams, and then she was in Now and Then.
Now and Then was
yeah.
when
and
she
had
fucking
tits,
hot. Yeah.
And they showed her in a bra. I remember being a kid, being like, "Yes."
And then Demi Moore was her, which was even hotter because Demi Moore was so fucking hot back in those fucking
Joaquin
days.
Phoenix was so hot when he was little, and Rob Lowe, what a stud as a child.
Yeah, I guess chicks do like Joaquin Phoenix, but he had that
do
hair
they?
Lip.
Remember, yeah,
is he a good looking guy?
Wait, remember like the Brat Pack, what did they call them? With like Rob Lowe and Emilio Estevez. It was before my time, but
yeah.
I leaned in.
I remember fucking, yeah, Rob Lowe is still a good looking guy, lucky fuck.
Yeah, I think yeah, Christina Ricci, Winona Ryder.
Yeah, oh, that's another one. Winona Ryder was fucking hot.
Yeah, I always, I did like the darker, like more like gothy chicks, even since I was a little kid.
What about Neve Campbell? Speaking of Scream, did you ever think she
no,
was
No, I
okay.
never gave a fuck about that bitch.
Okay.
She was all right.
She just had a lot of trauma.
Yeah. No, there were certain women that, like, hurt. Jessica Alba hurt to look at.
Yeah.
Like, you'd see the screen, and you were like, God damn it. It's like, it
Made
was crazy.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's fucking wrap this one. It's been a fun show.
Look at
it. Time for the rap rap. Oh, Friday rap.
That coffee.
What the fuck is that?
It's coffee.
All right. Drop the beat. Chloe, at the end of every Real S podcast, we have a rap battle between the guests. Okay. So let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Drop that beat.
You go first.
I can't rap for shit.
Doesn't matter.
What am I doing?
Doesn't
Thank
matter.
You.
Let's go.
Okay.
Shannon, how about you pick a
I'm
beat
ready.
Instead
yeah,
of just whatever
the
fuck this is?
Hey, 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 yo, my name is Chloe. I'm in love, but sometimes I like to shoot a dove. Let's get fucking wet. I'm gonna put it in the net. Devin Sawa. Fuck me. Let's fucking roll, dude.
Good.
I'm shooting a lot of deer, drinking a lot of beer. Ain't no fear. I'm on the Real Ass podcast with a real ass fucking smart
queer.
Zach to my fucking right. Lewis is even further. I can't rap for shit. That's all I got. I'm good.
All right. That was it. Welcome.
Yeah.
Chloe wants to go again.
Oh,
good, Chloe.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm a motherfucking G. I'm on that RAPE.
All right. Thank you guys for watching.
Who farted
show.
During the movie? It was me.
It was a quiet place till it wasn't.
All right. We love you guys. We'll check you guys on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.